The systemic changes that I've talked about in this lecture that must occur to attain sustainable development goals that meet both conservation and poverty alleviation goals will require a change in attitude towards the environment. We have to go from seeing the environment as something separate from us and outside of us to seeing ourselves as part of it, interconnected. I think it's funny that even Albert Einstein saw himself as separate. The environment is everything that isn't me. Well, fundamental understanding of the environment is growing. In 2010, only 13% of people surveyed in the UK could provide a definition of biodiversity. Today, the proportion of people that know what biodiversity is has grown somewhat. This is a map from 2018 showing the proportion that have heard of biodiversity, have the correct definition of biodiversity, and have partial correct definitions of biodiversity. But changes in awareness must give rise to changes in attitudes and ultimately to changes in behavior, not just at the individual level, but in the halls of government and in the economic system that controls the flow and distribution of wealth. I hope I've helped you understand today the geopolitical and socioeconomic underpinnings of the biodiversity and climate crises that we find ourselves in today.